The following shiur has been presented by Rebbe Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
A person extended his apartment, which is on the second floor of an apartment building. The way the builders got up to the second floor was that they had to put up scaffolds. These scaffolds were not completely in the chotzer of the binyan, but they edged out onto the street. A person at night was walking in the street and not noticing something sticking out, he tripped over and was injured. The question is, was it permissible for the builder to place and leave these scaffolds in the street? And secondly, is there any chiyuv for anyone to pay for the damage caused? The Torah brings a Siman Tov Yod, Choshen Mishpot. If someone builds close to a Rishus HaRabim, he is allowed to dig for foundations. And even if he has to dig into the street, it is mutter. What happens if someone gets injured? Says the Shulchan Aruch that he is potter. Why? Because it is called Asoy B'Rishus, meaning he made it with permission. The Beis Yosef says that the source for this din is the Gemara that we have just seen. If someone digs a pit in a private property which is close to public property, like those who dig for foundations, Rashi adds and explains that Dafka, if he digs for the need of making foundations, is his potter. But if it is not for foundations, for other purposes, then we say, if someone gets chayev, if someone gets injured, he is chayev. Also, Yamsha Shloima, we know the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Kol ha-makalkalin b'Rishus HaRabim chayev. Any damage done in the Rishus HaRabim, even what Chazal gave permission to do there, the person who placed the obstacle is chayev. So the Chorach asked the Yamsha Shleim in our case as well. Even though it is mutter for the Nida foundations to place something on the road in a Rishus HaRabim, but the Chorach of the person, someone gets injured, he should be chayev. Therefore, explains the Yamsha Shleim, our Gemara, that when a person digs a burrow in a Rishus HaRabim for laying of foundations, for being a chazik or strengthening his house, the digger is chayev for any damage caused, even though it could be that it was mutter for him to dig. But like we say, kol ha-makalkalin b'Rishus HaRabim chayev. Or what our Gemara says is that it is mutter to dig a bo'ei lushin for foundations. It is mutter to do to make a bo'ei for foundation is talking when someone digs in his private property, which is next to Rishus HaRabim. The Chiddush is that even though the digger is always chayav for any bo'ei that was dug, even if it was dug in his own private property, but since it was on the borderline of the Rishus HaRabim, it is considered that it was made in the Rishus HaRabim. But in our case, where he makes them for strengthening his foundation, it is mutter for him to put out the scaffolds in his Rishus, even though they jutted out to the Rishus HaRabim, and he will be potter if anyone gets damaged or injured by them. The Taz and the Sma ask on the Mishnah, on the Torah, that we have the Mishnah later on Daf Samach Beis, that says that even though it is a mitzvah to place Chanukah menorah in the Rishus HaRabim, like we know, B'tefach ha-somuch le-pesach ha-kniso le-chatzeroi, mi'ikir adin, a place where a person has to put his Chanukah lights, his menorah, is on the tefach closest to the entrance of his house, if a person got injured because of a menorah itself, says the Mishnah, that we say that the owner has to pay for the injuries, since this menorah has a din of boy, even though the chatchila was mutter to put there. Not only that, but the chatchila, this is the real place where it should be placed. So after Taz, why by Chanukah do we say that he is chayav for damage caused to others, and in our case we say that he is potter? In both cases, it is mutter to make the bur. So either in both cases it shall be chayav, or in both cases it shall be potter. The Taz remains with Tzorachiyot, comes along the Orach HaShulchan, and answers, and a similar answer is also brought in the Shita Mukubetzes, in the name of the Rashba, that building a house is a necessity for everyone. And it is like a tikkun for the whole country. Therefore, adaita dehochi oisim. If anyone gets injured, he is potter. But light in Chanukah licht is mutter because of the mitzvah. But it does not give you a tool from any dinei momenus problem. And therefore, the person who lit the menorah has to stand nearby and make sure that no one gets injured because of his chiyuv mitzvah. With regards to Ner Chanukah, what the post can talk about is what happens if the person who was injured because of the Chanukah menorah saw someone looking after the menorah, and for some reason he knocked it over and therefore injured himself. Can we be mechayev him for the damage of the menorah and loss of oil, or can we be mechayev the owner for the damage done to the one who bumped in? The chora, if the person who bumped into menorah saw it alight, he is Adam HaMazik. And we know that even if a person damages something b'shoigeg, Adam HaMazik b'shoigeg, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezit chayev. Just the question would be, what about the oil that was spilt? Does he have to pay for the oil or not? I know it seems ridiculous to ask such a question, how much does oil cost? But we know, din pruta kedin meir, the Gemara says that din of pruta is like a din of $100,000 as well. So the first can say like this, we know that hadloka oisa mitzvah, which means, the minute I light the menorah, I've already been yoyt to the mitzvah. And even if they go out, mikra din, I do not need to light them again. Therefore, the person who came and bumped into the menorah and knocked it over can say to the owner, the oil that was spilled anyway was of no use, since it was set aside only for the mitzvah. And you have no chiyuv to relight it. So what damage did I do for you? On the other hand, the halacha is that on the first 7 days, anything left over from the menorah, the oil left over, can be used for the next day. So the ma'aseh does have some worth, some shavius, meaning that he could have sold it to someone else who was short of oil for another day, could he save it himself from using new oil? And therefore, the one who knocked it over, l'chayah, has a chiyuv to pay. But if that is the case, if this would have happened on the 8th day, where halacha states that anything left over has to be burnt, therefore on the 8th day, the oil that was knocked over has no shavius, and therefore he would not be chayav to pay, just because he wanted to be mekayem a hidden mitzvah chumah of relighting the Chanukah licht. Now, this idea that we just saw of the chiluk between making a pit in the Rishus HaRabim for foundations to Chanukah, we have the same idea brought in the Poskim, that one is allowed to dig under the street in order to place a pipe that all sewage will be connected there. And even if a cover is visible, even though Mi'ikar Adin, it is also, since over the years something can happen to the cover and cause damage, but since the bailim of the street, meaning the council, wants all its residents to have where the sewage should run to, therefore, and if someone would be injured, he would be potter. So we see the same idea that we brought, the same chiluk that we brought from the Aruch HaShulchan between Chanukah Licht and HaKoyfe Le'usin is brought later on in the Gemara as well by a sewage pipe. Now even though someone may come and tell me that the Gemara and Priskim are talking about digging a burr in a Rosh Hashanah for the foundations of his house, and our question that we started off with was about scaffolding in a public property for building purposes, but the Ma'aseh said there is no nafkamina, since in the definition of burr, there is no difference between a burr dug on the ground or whether he made the wall in Rosh Hashanah, which is also counted as a burr, since we hold that any obstacle is counted a burr, like we see in the Gemara here. Niskal Batel, someone collided with a pile of something. Therefore, in the case that we brought down, our question, where someone extended his apartment on the second floor, and his scaffolds went out into the street and someone got damaged, according to the Torah, the Baal HaBayis will be potter. But according to the Yamshe Shleimer that we brought before, which the Shach and the Gra and others paskin like him, even though it was mutter to put it out in the street, but if someone got damaged, he would be chayav, since we have the klal of Kol Makarikulim Bereshus HaRabim chayav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.